Welcome. Tonight's program will dive deep into fringe knowledge of lost, hidden, and suppressed truths about the nature of our reality. The decoding process can be uncomfortable and at times frightening. However, you are not alone on this journey of understanding. Welcome to the Shadow Band Podcast, and welcome home.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We did something a little different on this episode. We actually had a tag team guest situation. So we had KCD Industry from TikTok, somebody I've been interacting with quite a bit. He's got quite a big following. He's a flat earther on TikTok. And we also brought in the infamous David Weiss as well. We actually did a live stream of this episode on TikTok. Ended up getting over 8,000 viewers. About 400 new followers on TikTok through that live. It was pretty awesome. But really, this episode was me kind of introducing KCD Industry to David Weiss and letting them kind of interact mostly. Of course, you know, I threw in my two cents and all that good stuff. Creamer was in the show as well. He shows up a little later into the episode. He was having a few microphone issues, so, you know, you can't hear him all the time. Sorry about that. But yeah, just wanted to do a little brief intro on here since I didn't actually do an intro during the episode. We kind of just jumped right into it. It's kind of hard to stop and do an intro when you're talking to David Weiss because he just likes to go right in, which is all good with us. But, you know, that's how we're doing it this time. But hey, listen, I appreciate everybody. We've had a lot of new downloads and listeners over the last couple weeks on the show. Everything looks like it's growing quite quickly, so thanks to everybody listening. I hope you guys enjoy it. Even if you're not a flat earther, this is a fun episode, so enjoy. See you later. But really, I just wanted to kind of shoot the shit, talk about whatever, you know. He's got a couple questions that people in the chat have brought up. So
yeah, I've got a couple questions that I just constantly get, because you've got to bear with me. I've only been studying the flat earth for maybe 4 or 5 months now, mostly from your content. I've got multiple books that I'm just trying to learn to be able to explain it.
You're new in the flat earth. Perfect. So
yeah,
this will be great. You know what I find fun? This is one I haven't used very much. This is the United Nations map, right? So we got the United Nations map. Then we have the World Meteorological Organization, another control over the world using this map. Thumbs up, right?
Yep.
Then we have the International Civil Aviation Organization using that map. Thumbs up. And then we have this, a debunked conspiracy theory. Okay. Right. Good, good, good. No good. Conspiracy theory. Why are these guys using this?
And also, people don't question that the UN's is split into 33 sections.
Of course. Of course. That's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Hey, and so you know, David, I'm actually, my co-host Charlie, who was on the show with us last year when you came on, he's trying to join too. So if it's okay with you, I'm gonna shoot him the link right now so he can
I'll allow it.
Let's go.
All right, let's send it to him. You guys keep going though. I'll take care of that. So,
so hit me with your questions. Like,
so the main one I get that I would love to have to be able to reference, because I'm going to put this in my link tree where you can watch the video. Get out. where you can watch the video. Is tides, because I want to post this to my YouTube and be able to say, hey, you know, everyone asks me tides, time zones, and one other that I can't remember off the top of my head.
So on the app, there's a tides button. Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I've seen all the videos. Yeah. I just don't know how. I can't, like, it's so much information to remember to explain to everyone.
Yeah, so let's talk about the official explanation of tides. If my head is the moon, okay, and I'm creating a high tide over here, so this blue area is a high tide, right? So my head is the moon, and we're creating a high tide. Okay. So they tell us that the gravity of my moon head is pulling the water away from the Earth, creating a high tide. That's retarded. Okay. All right. But then there's also a high tide 12 hours on the other side of the world. Okay. And they say that's because the gravity of the moon is also pulling the Earth away from the water on the other side. Now, when you tell somebody this, they're like, no, I can't be right. That's the official explanation. It's kind of like the plane hitting in Shanksville. Okay. It's worse.
Okay. Right? The video of Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about this, I made a video on that, and it got a couple hundred thousand views on TikTok because everyone's just like, this isn't really what we believe, right? And it is. It's what we were taught.
Yeah.
I wasn't taught that in school. I wouldn't have believed that, I don't think.
The tides are more of a magnetic thing. And if you look at the magnetics of the Earth and then match up where the tides go, it's actually amazing. And, you know, there's areas on Earth that there's no tides. Yep. It makes no sense with the gravitational moon.
Yeah.
So.
Looks like Charlie is in the waiting room now.
It looks like he's here, but he's doesn't have his camera on.
Oh, what an amateur. He'll figure it out.
All right. So there's the answer on tides. And again, some people think, and I'm kind of in this living Earth system where all of the luminaries we see in the sky are alive. All of the things we see here on Earth are alive. Everything is life, and we're part of this living system. And the Earth seems to be inhaling and exhaling twice a day. Right? You know about the stories of the four rivers in the north and the water going in and coming out? Mm-hmm. Well, 6 hours in, 6 hours out, 6 hours in, 6 hours out. It explains the 30, 40-foot tides in the north and the no tides at the equator.
It is truly insane. When I'm reading a book right now talking about how there's, you know, in religious texts back in the day, they would talk about a huge magnetic mountain, basically, with four different rivers running from it. And all these different cultures and all these different civilizations have very extremely similar accounts of what's going on at the North Pole. But we have the Arctic Treaty and the Antarctic Treaty, as you know, that are stopping us from going and hanging out there.
Right. If you look in... you know, the people that are researching mud floods in Tataria, they show those maps a lot, and great information. So
life-changing.
So you've discovered flat Earth less than a year.
Let me ask you
a question. Yeah. Have you had a split second of boredom?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And you never will. Never.
No. So I had such strong cognitive dissonance that I watched your podcast for about 2 weeks. I watched all of them. I would study the heliocentric model. I would look at Pythagoras's proof of curvature. I would look at all these evidences of both sides. And eventually, you eventually came up to emergency flight path landings on one of your videos. And that solidified it. I said, I can't go through my life without telling everybody that I know about this now. Hence my TikTok.
that's awesome, man. You know, and you've seen them all, but you know, these flights that should just scoot across the bottom, they make these crazy, crazy, you know, routes up to the north, and then all of them translate perfectly on a flat Earth map.
Yep.
Right. And the emergency landings are even worse because. Some of the emergency landings that they show, there's no possible way that they could have made it. You know, this one, they went all the way to Seattle. Is that Seattle? Yeah, Seattle. It's like 1,000 miles out of the way, but they made it there in like 20 minutes. Yeah. Okay. But Seattle's right on the course.
Yeah.
That's
it for me too. That was one of the big ones. I mean, there's a few, but the flight path thing was one of the big ones for me. As soon as I realized that, as you said, it's on a flat Earth map, it's a straight shot, straight line every single time.
Right.
And it's like
they went to Moscow, right? Look where Moscow is, way up here, right? Yeah. Why the hell they do that? Because it's right on the path.
Right? I love it.
Yeah.
Wild.
Another one. This is they went to Calgary, way the frig up here. Okay. right on the line.
Thousands of miles.
How many times does this have to happen? Right. Yep. And again, I'm just showing you a bunch of memes, just like they showed you in science class. They showed you memes of the Earth and the core. Don't believe a meme. You got to go look at the research, and it's all been done for you. It's in this book. It's a free PDF online. Look it up. 16 Emergency Landings, Proving Flat Earth. Or if you like a hard book, this is a great book to have. I get it at lulu.com, because if anyone comes over and picks it up, they instantly become a flat earther. Right? It's literally like it's covered with flat earth AIDS. And when you touch it, you're infected. Okay.
that book changed everything for me.
You have the book?
No, I looked at the free PDF version.
Yeah.
I need it though. I need the book.
It's such a good book. It's so nice to have the book. I'm a big fan of the energy of these books. Lulu.com, LULU.com.
Only $12.99 on there.
No, it's not $12.99. It's like, it's expensive. It's like $30.
Oh, that's the ebook. I see the ebook.
Yeah. Okay. But it's literally a coffee table book.
Right.
It's well printed, good paper, and that's it. Hey, I'm gonna take live on the call here. Alex Stein. Do you know who Alex Stein
is?
Dude,
I love Alex Stein. He's been on our show. Tell him we said what's up.
Alex Stein, I am live. Oh, what's the name of the show?
Shadow Band.
The Shadow Band podcast, yeah, they're good. But I'm trying to ask you, I need a Selenellian good video on how the Selenellian eclipse works.
Go look in the eclipses videos section on the app, dude. They're in there. It should be near the top.
I'm trying to explain this to everybody.
All right, say hi to everybody. They
Hey guys, Primetime 999. All right,
good, on bro. The grind.
What's up, Alex Stein, brother.
Awesome. Look it up. All right,
later.
Oh, that's gold.
That's the second time he called me. I'm like, all right, I gotta answer that.
Good. Eclipses are another one for me that I have a hard time, because there's so many different eclipses. It is really mind-boggling to get into this from. Yeah. And really try to understand it all.
So think about this. This is Karen B brought this up the other day, and I'm like, Jesus, that is absolutely correct. So the sun, 93 million miles away. The moon, 240,000 miles away. So 240,000 miles away. I can't really do it here. This is right. And you got the moon and its eclipse. Well, it's eclipse for everybody, right? No matter where you are on the Earth, because the Earth would be pretty damn small in the distance. It'd be really small. So being on one side of the Earth or the other wouldn't change the alignment. It wouldn't really change the alignment. But if the sun and moon were close, okay? So here, there's no eclipse, but when I move over, there's an eclipse. People over here in Connecticut don't see the eclipse, but over here in Ohio, they see the eclipse. But in California, they're not seeing the eclipse or whatever, okay? This only makes sense with a close sun and a close moon. Because if they were far away like that, any little eclipse, everyone on Earth would see it at the same time. But instead, we have this little path as the sun and moon are moving. That little path is who gets to see the eclipse. And then they get to see it, but the sun starts to outrun the moon and then the eclipse ends. Right. And that's why it has this path. It only works with a small sun and moon close.
Yep.
But
and I think,
go ahead.
I think that's a big problem. And that was a huge problem for me when I was waking up to flat Earth. It was so hard to get out of the mindset that we were not spinning around the sun, that space didn't exist. And I think that would help a lot of people wake up to the flat Earth if we show them how the sun and the moon revolve around the flat Earth and time zones with things like that. Because that was mind-boggling for me to think that maybe the sun and the moon were only about 3,000 miles above the flat Earth, or you know, they were local.
So no one really knows the distance, but
I
think the sun is less than 100 miles away than the sun that we see. Okay, the sun that we see. let me show you an example of that.
While he pulls that up, what's up, Charlie?
Yeah.
I spilled a protein shake all over my cord.
Say that again.
I said I spilled protein shake all over one of my cords. So.
No.
All right. So here we see the sun. We see the luminaries within our personal atmospheric dome of vision. So on the other side here, I have a flashlight, which looks just like the friggin' sun. If you look at it, that's a pretty good sun. And this is the limit of our vision. I have a blue sheet hanging up. And my girlfriend, I say, from her point of view, where do you see the sun? She goes, I see it right there. Then I move over I see the sun right there. She still sees the sun over there. Okay. We see the sun in a unique position. I'm going to do the same thing, but somewhere back there, I'm going to have another body that's going to block the sun. And so as we move over, you're going to see the eclipse in one area, but you're not going to see it in the other area. And that's how our have you seen my, the eclipse simulation that I did with the back? Well, I'm going to show it to you because it's worth watching.
Do it. Yeah. Let's see it.
So in the app, if we go to the frequently asked questions, we go to the eclipses and we scroll down a little bit to this one. Excuse me. I had back-to-back interviews. I had literally 5 minutes in between the last interview now. So
you're awesome.
Right now, this is a real eclipse that I'm filming at the beach. It was a little hazy chemtrail, so it actually made it really easy to see. And this is my simulated eclipse on a paper towel, right? So there was an eclipse where somebody filmed it, and we saw this. Now, this is a lens flare. Now, the sun is like 75% eclipsed. But it's blowing out the camera. You just can't see it. If you put sunglasses on, you'd be able to see it. But this is just a blur. But this is about what the eclipse is doing. We're like, what is that? We're like, well, that's a lens flare. But this other one that's not moving, see how it's locked right to the sun? Mm-hmm. What is that? It's not a lens flare. All right? And so what I say that is, that's the projector. That's the actual sun, the source of the sun outside of our dome of vision. All right. So let me just jump forward here. Right there. That's the projector. Okay. What do I mean by that? So here's my projector and here's my eclipsing of it. And this is what we see. This is my dome of vision, right? But this is behind my dome of vision. So that's why no one's ever seen the moon approach, eclipse, or leave the face of the sun. We only see this shadow. How can that be? During a total eclipse, you should be able to see the moon because the sun's blanked out and the earth shine should light up the moon just like the moonshine lights up the earth. So then I thought maybe the sky is a little more opaque, right? So, whoops, did I go too far? So I did it again, but I used tissue paper this time, right? Because our dome of vision isn't as opaque as that. So here it is. Here comes the eclipse. And look right here. That's the projector behind it.
Wow.
I'm seeing it projected here, just like on that sheet I had, right? And look at them together. Oh, look at them together. Looks exactly the friggin' same.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
That is I have never seen you do that in a video.
Yeah.
No, your app, seriously, I plug your app all the time. I use it when I'm waking people up in person, because now that I have such a big following on TikTok, I will get people that in person know me that will be like, you know, start questioning me about it and start, you know, saying I'm dumb, and I'll use the app and it's over.
So when you link the app, you should put, are you on the friend finder yet?
Yeah.
Have you found, are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
No, single as a Pringle, man.
You're going to find one on here because these are like people. These are, look, like on here, I can click the ones that have a little person in it. If I click, let's see, we got Mary, and I'll click her profile. Mary is single. Okay. and
where's Mary?
Yeah, she is in Connecticut.
I'm just kidding.
But what I'm saying is you can say, did you say you're not on the friend finder yet?
So the Friend Finder app for me, I live in Utah and there's no flat earthers here in Utah for some reason.
Have you looked on the Friend Finder?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's four people in Utah around me.
Come on.
I have four. Well, there are people, but very little. Like the compared to what you're seeing on your map, it's very like it's
like
I live
you're in like Salt Lake City. Where are you?
No, you like Utah County, brother. That's little saying. Southern, little more south of Utah.
You know what's
Salt
funny
Lake.
About this conversation right now? I just want to say, dude, Caleb, you were live earlier, and you were and somebody said, do you have a girlfriend? And you were like, bro, I can't get on Tinder. I can't. What are the chances that I swipe right on Tinder to some girl who like knows about the flat earth? It's like you went on this whole thing.
This is what you want. Look at all of these friggin' people. And it's just starting. Not everyone has it. But what I was going to say is we have this referral program now where you just all you get is it just keeps track. So don't get excited. Yeah. You click on that dot and it shows you how many referrals. I have 17 people that have used my referral number. All right. So if you refer the app and just say, hey, use referral code, you know, for fun, you'll move, your icon will change colors as you get more and more referrals. Kind of fun. That way, when you look, you're trying to set up a meetup, you go, hey, this guy is a shark. Let me hit him up because he's very active. And then you could, like, people can,
yeah,
you can gauge people's interest a little bit more. So good.
That app will change the world. I personally think so.
Hopefully, you know, when the app goes viral, you know, let's say I get a billion downloads. That would be fun, right? Because then every highway worldwide would have flat earth billboards on it. Okay. But when that happens, when the app goes viral, all the money that the app made will be worthless because all governments will fall, all universities will close, the entire world will shift into a whole new reality. And that's my goal.
Before that happens, David, if it goes viral, before the money collapses, take us out to Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
We're having a conference in Vegas next year. Next year, Flattoberfest is moving to Vegas.
I'm coming.
Where are you guys located?
Well, me and this guy down here, we're in Florida.
All right. So you come to Flattoberfest in October in South Carolina.
Sure.
Drive up, man. There's going to be tons of people.
Sure, man.
Yeah,
as long as you're selling churros. If they got churros, I'll be
there. We have a guy cooking food right there. Amazing. Perfect. But if you go to the shopping cart button and you scroll down, where is Flattoberfest? It should be festivals. Oh, meetups and festivals right there. Click that, take you right to it. Get the information, get your tickets, and plan on coming. It's gonna be a blast. If you're anyone that's planning on coming, I'd say book your hotel now because you don't have to pay for it. You know, you can book hotels, you can cancel them the last day. Mm-hmm. Book your hotel now because the hotels are gonna, the really close hotels are gonna fill up.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a blast.
When's the Las Vegas one? Because I'm only about 5 hours from that.
The Las Vegas one is gonna be the next year. We're looking. We haven't planned it yet, but that's the whole plan because that way it could be more international. Everyone can get to Las Vegas. It's cheap from New York. I can get there for $99 sometimes. You know, we'll see. We'll see if the world's still alive next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's awake.
Don't get me started. Hey, David, what you got any good animations or anything on like the whole Black Sun idea? What do you think about that Black Sun idea?
I love it. It's definitely fascinating. I featured a video. Where would it be? Where did I have that video? The Black Sun. It's on the Flat Earth Clock app YouTube channel. Just search in my videos, Freemason Black Sun, something like that. It'll come right up. Freemason Black Sun. So the Flat Earth Clock app YouTube page, and then search Black Sun. It'll come up.
Excellent.
Good.
It was really interesting to me how much because I'm reading a book from Eric right now explaining all of the lodges that the astronauts went to as Freemasons.
It's
The Flat Earth Conspiracy.
The Flat Earth Conspiracy. Is it in my book section? I think it is.
I think it might be.
Is that it right there? No, Flat Earth Truth? No.
No.
I thought it was in here somewhere. But lots of good books in here.
Yeah, I just barely bought The Greatest Lie. I just barely got that one shipped in this week.
That's nice. Edward Henry?
Yeah.
And he did another one, Sphere of Influence?
No. Go down a little bit. That one right there, The Flat Earth Conspiracy. That's the book.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Absolutely. Yep.
That book is awesome.
Yeah, they're all there. And anybody that has kids, Flat Earth Man has put on his kids' book. You know his music, right? Have you found his music yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my lordy lord.
Oh, I'd love to listen to it.
Okay. So if you go to the More Resources page, and then we go to right there, Flat Earth Man Music.
Oh, yeah.
He did the greatest videos ever about, you know, we didn't go to the moon. Do you still believe in gravity? The puppet show. They're absolutely fantastic. Adults, kids, everyone loves them. But we turned them into kids' books. So the kids can listen to the music and then they can read the book because the words are already in their head. It's fantastic.
Somebody call Ron DeSantis and tell him to put this in the curriculum, all right? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, they, I, they,
these books are, the second one just came out. Third one will be out in a couple of weeks. This is going to be one of the greatest ways to teach kids to read. And it's awesome for adults. I mean, because the kid hears the book, he's getting truth smacked. It's just filled with truths, right? And then when they go to read the book, if they're having a hard time reading a word, the music's in their head. It's going to teach kids to read so fast. It's unbelievable. It's going to help me read.
That's awesome. I just barely learned about speed reading. I guess that was a hype a couple years ago. I just barely learned that people can do that.
Yeah,
I just
it was.
Learned how to read.
Yeah. I'm adding all sorts of government. I added a government documents page on the.
I need.
I'm adding that. More. There's going to be more and more rows.
Oh, I did an episode with Crow 777, and dude, that guy is amazing, man.
Crow is truly amazing. And we added a homeschool section. We're just starting, and I have this is better than college. It's $8 a month, and we don't offer financing. But you know, you won't graduate with debt if you don't pay. You know, if you put on a credit card, 4 years later when you're out of debt, you're going to owe a couple hundred dollars. Okay. It's ridiculous. And what you learn on this show makes you function in life rather than going to college and becoming a slave. Okay. I'll hire anybody that goes to Crow Academy, right? $8 a month. I've never missed an episode. I've got all 400 and whatever episodes, never miss an episode. Listen to some of them multiple times. And then we have John Levy. Are you familiar with John Levy?
Mm, yep.
John Levy. Every week does like 20 to 30 minute video on mud floods, Tataria, mind blowing stuff. He's amazing. Listen to all of his videos, go through the whole library. And then we have Kyle Adams, who does Flat Earth Science, basically breaking down that. And then as he puts more and more books in here, I'm adding them as a reading truth smacking section. So this is going to be filled with rows and rows of stuff you want to teach your kids rather than send them to the indoctrination slave camp.
Yep.
Indoctrination slave camp.
Yep. Literally.
That's what they are, man. That's what they are, dude.
They tell you in school, how much of your brain do you use? And do they tell you?
10%.
10%. And the truth is, that's the goal of school, to teach you algebra and managerial accounting and marketing and stuff to be good little slaves. Right. They don't want you connecting with your pineal gland and connecting with nature and connecting with spirit and using your creativity, your imagination. They don't want you doing that because you might manifest the world that they're trying to control. Right. The 90% flat earthers use that 90% of their brain and they unplug from the bullshit matrix. Right. Yep. The heliocentric malarkey matrix. So it's an awesome place to be.
I got a question for you. On the seasons thing, right? Because I see that a lot too. I see people, that's like one of the first things, if it's not the eclipses, it's like, how do seasons work? You know,
seasons prove the earth is flat. Absolutely. 100%. So I'll go over for the, you guys know this, but
please.
Yeah,
you got the outside line
on TikTok right now. There's
we've got people on TikTok,
people watching right now,
so pay attention, guys. The sun migrates in between the Tropic of Capricorn, this outer yellow line, and the Tropic of Cancer, the inner yellow line. Okay. So in June, let me jump forward to June. It's over the Tropic of Cancer. That's when us in the inner north have our winter. Okay. It's hot in Miami because the sun goes directly over Miami, right? It's hot in Mexico and Southern California because the sun is directly over you. Directly over you means it's high in the sky and it's close, okay? It's winter in Australia because the sun is far away. So we'll jump forward to December. And in December, the sun is out here and it's hot in Australia and it's cold in Connecticut, right? Because the sun is so far away. The ice, the water freezes here. It's that because the sun is far away. So that explains seasons. Think about this. Let's say you and I are sitting in a field here in the winter. It's frozen. There's a foot of snow and we're sitting 20 feet apart and we're trying to drink our beers, but our beers keep freezing, right? And then somebody comes over with a big heat lamp and holds it 15 feet over your head and it's radiating heat down. Well, all the snow around you melts, your beer melts, you're drinking, you're like, and I'm like, that's your sun, point, and it's your summer sun. Where is it? And you go, it's right there. And I go, huh, I see it over there, about 45 degrees up in the sky, not 90 degrees. I see it at 45 degrees. And you're like, well, whatever. And then they walk over to me, keeping it exactly at the same height. Now I'm looking at the sun. It's over there. Here, I see it there. I see it there. Now I see it 90 degrees above me, and my beer melts and the snow melts and yours refreezes. Okay. You look at it. It's like, it's low in the sky. It's low. It's low because it's far away due to perspective. Okay. Mm. Now think about this. They tell us that we have our summer. These are the wrong sizes. Don't give me crap. Okay. We have our summer when we're tilted towards, so here's the United States. We're tilted. Woo! I just lost my microphone. Hold on. and you can't see us because it's green, but when we're tilted towards, we have direct sun rays, right? When we're tilted away, the sun rays scrape over a bigger area. And that's why we have our winter, right? You're shaking your head no, because you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. But, I know how fake it is.
So in June, they tell us at the height of our summer, they tell us that the sun is 3.5 million miles farther away in the heliocentric model in the north. That's ridiculous. Because at June here in Connecticut, in this you know, temperate zone, when the sun appears on the horizon, I can get a tan immediately. I can feel the heat immediately. You know, within, you know, 10 minutes later, I'm sweating because the sun is hitting me, hitting me hard. Well, in December at noon, when the sun is like 50 degrees up in the sky, a much more direct angle and 3.5 million miles closer, I can't get a tan. I could barely feel the heat. There's like barely any radiant heat coming from it. It's closer. It's more direct. Globe model debunked. Globe model finished. Globe model stupid, right? Globe model impossible. Seasons prove the earth is flat.
Yeah, the only thing that people need to do to understand if the earth is flat or whether we're on an oblate spheroid orbiting the sun in an elliptical fashion is just by studying the globe model, just by studying the miles per hour they claim we're doing in orbit and spinning and the stars rotate around us in a circular motion. It makes no sense at all that Polaris is our North Star, but we're supposedly traveling 4.4 billion miles a year. It blows my mind.
It's absolute insanity to believe that the stars don't change every night, let alone never.
Yeah.
Never. They're the same night every year. Just go out a year later, look at the stars. They're exactly where they were a year before, 10 years before, 100 years before. You know, and we're moving all these different directions. It's absolute, complete and total insanity.
We feel nothing.
Creamer, what are you thinking about, bro? I see your eyeballs moving.
I didn't know that. They think that the stars don't move, because I know like there's star maps for like every couple centuries. So I thought that even in the
computers.
Well, so we're moving 4.4 billion miles a year, but however, you know, we're corkscrewing through space. This is the Georgia Guidestones, whole nother rabbit hole there. But there's a hole in the Georgia Guidestones, and when you look through it, what do we see? We see
Polaris.
We see Polaris doing time lapse, and bam, it never moves. How the frig is that possible? We're moving. It's been up for over 41 years. If we're processing like they told us, if we're moving, you know, and Polaris is 433 light years away. Do you know how retarded that is? Okay. You can't fathom how retarded that is, because it's beyond the ability to get your mind to be that ridiculous.
And that's exactly right? How they want it.
Yeah, it's like they never taught us how to deal with big numbers. Okay. Charlie.
Yeah.
Are you new to Flat Earth?
Yeah, I'm somewhat. Yeah.
Okay. So do you know how much 1 trillion seconds is? How long a trillion seconds is? Take a guess. If you guess it within a week, I'll give you a Bitcoin.
Within a week?
Yeah. All right, how about a month?
Seconds.
Can I cheat? I know.
No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
I'm pretty sure I've heard you say
that. Take a guess.
I would say like 100,000 years.
Well, that's crazy. 31,000 years. Okay. But think about that. 1 trillion seconds is 31,000 years. I don't think 31,000 years even exists. Right. So the closest star is 25 trillion miles away. Alpha Centauri, 25 trillion miles away. So if you're going a mile per second, which no one has ever gone, for 31,000 years, you're 1/25th of the way to the closest star. You got to do that 24 more times to get there. And all of the other stars are magnitudes farther away. But I can see Alpha Centauri with my naked eye. I can see Polaris, which is, Alpha Centauri is 4.5 light years away. Polaris is 100 times farther. And I could see it with my naked eye. I'm sorry, but retarded is the only word I have for that.
Mm-hmm. The math, I always thought this, the math just doesn't, it's so preposterous. You kind of just have to accept it. And I think,
you don't have to disprove flat earth, prove the globe and you'll become a flat earther.
Exactly.
It's absolute insanity.
Well, it's really weird because that is an idea that people can't wrap their heads around. Like, they're telling us that Mars is some 200, 300 million miles away, and it's a rock that's reflecting the sun's light that far.
Wait, think about this. Mars is a dusty, dirty ball. If you are on Mars and you're looking at the sun, is the sun bigger, the same, or smaller than we see it from Earth? Smaller, because it's farther away. Mm. Mars is farther from the sun, so our sun's going to be maybe half the size. So now you got a sun, a smaller, dimmer, farther sun that's reflecting off the dusty, dirty ball. And then that light has to travel all the way to Earth, obeying the inverse square law of light, which means every time you, it geometrically gets dimmer and dimmer, faster and faster.
Light doesn't travel forever.
Right. So, you know, if you're 100 miles from the moon, the moon would be 64 times brighter than we see the sun from Earth for it to be the brightness that we see it from here. So that dusty, dirty ball is reflecting light back here. When I look at Mars in the sky, it's brighter than any star. Okay. It's bright as some of the brighter stars or brighter. And that's impossible. It just makes absolutely no sense. Dusty, dirty balls don't reflect light like fire, like an actual light. It's absolute insanity to, I can't say you even think that because you don't think. If you actually think that, it's because you're not thinking. So that's a double negative.
Yeah, I get that comment a lot because I'll constantly say that the planets aren't physical objects that we can land on, showing the example of them saying that they've sent a satellite to geocentrically orbit Mars and send a rover to be on Mars's surface. It's so preposterous, the things that they say. But that's a huge thing for me when I first woke up to it. When I saw a video of a P900 or a P1000 zooming in on a so-called planet, they're changing colors. They look like they're changing frequencies. Like, it is truly incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then, you know, this was a picture that used to be on the NASA's website. You know, Mars got a little selfie of itself, right? And then here we got the same hill in Greenland or wherever it is. Absolute insanity.
Go back one, David, because that little piece that you had about Elon and Project Mars and Wernher von Braun,
that's something awesome.
I talk about all the time, especially with all this Elon news that's coming up now.
This one.
I always try to tell people, like, dude, Wernher von Braun wrote this book in 1952 where a man named Elon colonized Mars. So is he an actor? Is it theater? Well, explain that. You know,
the world's a stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually have an image of that, but what is this we're seeing? Do you know what this is?
Dragonfly something on my fake windshield.
Great. This is first. The atmosphere on Mars is 1% of the atmosphere we have here, they tell us. We can't fly a helicopter to the top of Mount Everest because the air is too thin and it's a lot thicker than 1%. They have a drone on Mars. Wait, first they dropped the fucking thing and it came down in a parachute. Like, when the Red Bull guy jumped, his parachute wouldn't open until he got to like 50,000 feet or 60,000 feet somewhere because the air was too thin, right? Which is way thicker than Mars. This thing is flying. This is retarded, right? We're like, how the hell does it fly there? They're like, well, it's got really good engineering. It's got the rotors go really fast. I'm like, well, why don't we have rotors here that go really fast so we can go up to the top of Everest and rescue people when they need help, right? This isn't a picture of the drone. This is a picture the drone took of its shadow on the ground. Now, you have to remember that What does it have, a 50 million speed shutter? How did it get a picture of the freaking shadow of the spinning propeller that goes faster than any propeller we've ever heard on Earth? Okay. This is what they show us. It got a selfie of its fucking shadow.
Creamer's not buying it, dude. Creamer's not sold on this one, I don't think.
Okay.
Photography and stuff.
You nailed it. No, I do for professional photography too. I'm thinking when I saw the images from the Hubble telescope, I'm like, what aperture are they shooting these pictures at? What shutter speed and what ISO are we taking these pictures at of trillions of miles away while we're orbiting the Earth at 17,500 miles per hour? It makes absolutely no sense.
While we're talking, keep an eye on this. This is the only proof that we have that we landed a rover on Mars with a helicopter on it. This is what they showed us. Okay. This is what they showed us, right? $53 million a day, $63 million a day. This is the only proof. Now more proof is they're going to cut over to the people in the control center that are all looking at their screens. Okay. Where's the girl?
A room full of Freemasons. That's what we're going to see.
And then the parachute opens. Who's filming this? Right? How is this parachute opening? Okay. And then here they all are, right? Oh, the girl in the double mask. This is NASA. Come on. Okay.
Safety first, everybody.
Right? And then it lands, and there's this green box there. Like, it landed right where they wanted it. And now everyone check your monitors. Get ready. This is going to be the clincher. And here it comes. Yay.
1, 2, 3,
we
go.
Did it.
All
high
at
five,
the same
everybody.
Time.
High
wow.
five. Now, let me ask you a question.
The buildup was insane.
Clearly watching animation. If it crashed, do they have an animation of it crashing? Okay. Absolute ridiculous insanity.
It's a good point.
It is. Yeah.
Wait,
it's so
crazy. Here's another one. China landed on the moon, and our media never covers it. This is what they showed us. Look, this is what they showed us. Watch the shadow. Look at the shadow.
No.
This is what they showed us. This is what they showed. And ready? Clapping. And I think they may even hug. I'm not sure. Right? That's all they showed.
Oh, I'm sure Disney was all in that one. I'm sure they helped produce that video.
Absolute. It's real. These guys wouldn't be risking their lives like that, hugging each other, if this wasn't real. Okay?
I mean, this is real?
Holy.
Like, so here's like a thing that always gets me too, is that they'll show you like a picture, right? Like the blue marble or something, or maybe that's not a good one, but you know, they'll show you a picture like, here's what the Earth looks like from space. And then you'll get a picture from like the Japanese Space Agency, looks completely different.
Different colors.
And so on and so forth. The continents are all out of skew. The clouds are like copy and paste. It's just like.
Right. Do you see this one? A shot of the rover from Mars, and this guy zoomed in. What does he see?
There's a fly in Mars.
There's a fly. You know what now the people are like, there's life on Mars. There's life on Mars. Okay. There was another guy that they were showing, they showed an image, and then they took an image like a couple weeks later, and someone saw mushrooms. There was mushrooms that weren't there before.
Oh,
and they're
great.
Like, and the people are like, wow, there's mushrooms growing on Mars. Okay. This is how stupid people are.
No, and I thought I was so smart, man. I used to be that guy that I would block people. And really what happened is I was on YouTube one day and I saw one of your podcasts saying that the Earth was flat. And I'm like, this guy is really arguing that the Earth is flat. Like, haven't we figured this out by now? And that's what sent me into looking into all this and realizing how evil Elon is and how fictitious our whole reality is.
Have you seen Elon Musk is a fraud video, 5-minute video by Greg Reese?
I need to.
Make sure you email me after this and I'll send it to you. And
I need
your
email.
Link it. It's info@theflatearthpodcast.com. There you go. And that's for anyone listening that has a proof of the globe, send it to me. But before you do, hit the frequently asked questions button so you don't waste my time. Okay. Because Your question is probably Flat Earth 101. What about sticks and shadows from the Aristophanes? What about what about sunsets? What about, you know, seasons? We went over that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all taken care of. It's all taken care of. Elon, this is 1957. Wernher von Braun wrote a book about going to Mars with a guy named Elon. Okay? This is Elon's rocket that's going to Mars. He said he wants to make it pointier.
Yep. Pointier. Yeah. Yeah, he blows my mind. Anything that comes out of his mouth, I'm just like, wow, this guy's not intelligent.
Elon Musk doesn't run any of those companies. Neuralink, all that stuff. It's all bullshit. Whether the technology is real for Neuralink or whatever, I don't even know. He is just a mind-controlled puppet put out there to, you know, he's our savior. If he's our savior and restores freedom on Twitter, therefore, space is real.
Dude, listen, his grandfather is real.
Exactly.
His grandfather was one of the first people to get into the technocracy and transhuman agenda. So he's just following in the footsteps. And that's what all of this is about, is this the new religion of science. Scientism.
Didn't his father marry like his neighbor's daughter or something? Like his father married the babysitter.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, bro.
People don't realize NASA was founded by a bunch of occultists, mm-hmm. all right? Absolute insanity. People have no idea. And, you know, people like, well, you know, Project Paperclip, we brought over the Nazi scientists. Bullshit. Project Paperclip is a made-up operation that we took the rocket scientists, which don't exist, from Russia and brought them over here. It's all a story. That's just to provide the division of countries. Division of countries isn't real. None of it's real. It's just mm-hmm. to keep us divided. Because if we all came together, they're finished. They're mm-hmm. absolutely finished.
Yeah, this what you have up right here, this is another one that I bring up all the time. The founders of NASA, L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology, Walt Disney, Wernher von Braun, ex-Nazi, Jack Parsons is a freaking occultist, and Aleister Crowley, come on. Those are the
I wasn't even aware that Walt Disney helped found NASA.
Disney and NASA are one and the same.
Yeah, dude.
When I was a kid, Sunday, they had the Wonderful World of Disney. They had astronauts on. They had Wernher von Braun on. They had rockets.
Dude, right? Walt Disney was making space documentaries before, I don't think anybody's ever gone to space, but before they ever even went to space, quote unquote, right? He was making space documentaries.
And Disney is part of this New World agenda. If you look at all of Disney's movies, except I think Mulan or whatever, none of the families are together. There's no father ever. Okay. It's about breaking up the family. Right. And then, you know, all the sexual innuendos in Disney mm-hmm. and Mufasa's mm-hmm. friggin' face is a girl in a bikini. Absolute insanity. What's going on?
They're trying to sexualize our children.
That's what they're doing.
They're trying to get them to change their gender. They're putting chemicals in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to kill us.
really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I believe like everything that a school will teach them, but they'll be like, oh, the Bible, that's too much.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's what was the comparison? You're not allowed to I forget. There, you know, like gender, like doctors are guessing at genders. You have to wait until the kid goes to kindergarten for the kindergarten teacher to figure out the kid's gender. It's absolute insanity.
So I would love to get into this topic, but we are live on TikTok. So we have to,
okay, no problem. Let's stay on Flat Earth.
We got it. We know we're with you. Trust me.
Wernher von Braun. On his gravestone says Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Now, is this them telling us? Is this them, you know, putting it out there? Because they always have to tell us what they're doing. Maybe it's just to troll us. Who the hell knows? But why is a rocket scientist talking about the dome over the earth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys see the recent SpaceX launch that just happened like last week?
It's a horrible.
Dude, listen, so I live in the Space Coast, okay? I am right next to NASA, and I walked out at 5:30 in the morning and watched that thing happen with my own eyes, and I'm telling you right now, that thing was skipping. It was skipping across the sky. It was not doing what they told
me. Like it was hitting water.
Like it was, I got a video on my TikTok, on my, it's all over the place, and I'm telling you, it was skipping.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, what he's doing, he's not doing anything good flying those rockets up and trying to create a flood. I don't think he's doing anything good.
No. And when you look at, like, this is William Shatner in space, right? This is absolute insanity. I think these might be an actual zero-G flight, but it's edit. They never show for the 4.5 minutes of weightlessness. And if you watch this thing hit the ground, it's absolutely insanity.
Mm-hmm. Can we go into more? Because that was a huge thing to me. Can we show more of, like, NASA's mistakes of their green screens and things like that?
Sure.
That's very clear.
So while you pull that up, I want to say this too, because this is another one that I red pill people with a lot. Is I ask them, do you think satellites are in space? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, well, even according to NASA, let's just assume that we believe NASA for a second. Even according to them, satellites and the International Space Station are within the thermosphere. They're inside the atmosphere. And not only that, the moon is inside the Earth's atmosphere, according to the mainstream.
Yeah.
So we've never actually even gone to space, according to them.
It's all ridiculous. This was a live stream. At the very end of the live stream, everything that was floating, which is on another layer, glitched out. And then they quickly cut away. But they're like, no, that you don't understand cosmic rays. And, you know, they're transmitting from space 250 miles away, right? Okay. Everything that was floating, this thing, that could not happen. It could not happen. Right?
What is this? And I always ask my TikTok, how are they getting onto the ISS if it's 250 miles above the Earth orbiting us at 17,500 miles per hour? What are they? How are they catching it?
Well, though, you know, if you look at the combustion coming out of a rocket, it doesn't come out at 17,000 miles an hour. Okay? That's absolute insanity, right? It's absolute insanity to believe any of that, right?
So, I was going to say a bullet from a rifle travels at about 1,700 miles an hour. So you're telling me that these rockets are going how many times? How many extra zeros is that?
18,000. Like, how fast are they
17,000 going? 17,000 from 1,700. They're going 100 times faster than a speeding bullet.
Than a bullet.
Think of, whoops, that's not what I wanted.
And you can see it. You can't see a bullet going by, but you can watch these rockets going as fast as they're telling us.
SR-71 goes Mach 3.2, 2,193 miles an hour. This thing is it's a razor blade. It's the most aerodynamic plane that we have. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it painted?
Because the paint will come off.
Right, because it gets like 550 degrees because of the friction, because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Is this aerodynamic? Because this goes Mach 33.
Okay? 33.
It goes 10 times faster than this thing. And if you look at it, like, there's PVC pipe going down the side, and there's like there's nothing aerodynamic about it. It's
got the NASA logo on it. It's painted.
Nothing.
Insanity.
It's absolutely insanity. And it takes off and it flies upside down and backwards. That's because this is a helium balloon. This is a balloon too. This is mostly a balloon with some fireworks shooting out of the bottom. Nobody ever goes on here. What about the Challenger astronauts? I'll tell you in a minute. All right, you guys know.
That's a good one.
So this is impossible, but this tank empty weighs 40,000 pounds. This is being filmed from the shuttle after it's orbited the Earth once, and it's still on its way to the space station. And this is falling out of the sky, and it's going to burn up by the time it gets to those clouds. Did you see that little tissue that went by there?
Yeah, I did see that.
That shows you it's going to happen again. Watch when it comes over here. That shows you how fast this thing is going. This is not 40,000 pounds falling out of the sky. Here comes the tissue and 5 seconds. There it is. And there's another one that's going to go by over here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. This is a Macy's Day Parade balloon. Okay. That's all this is. And there's actually a helicopter that has some sort of camouflage, you know, skin on it that is about to rescue it. And you're going to see it right over here in a second. I have a video on the app called Rockets Are Balloons where we increase the contrast. You can see the entire thing.
Wow.
You're going to see it. This is free falling.
At 43,000 miles an hour?
Well, no, it's going to go so fast that it's going to burn up. But look at this. This is floating, right? Here comes the, you're going to see it right over here. Ready? Where is it? It's coming. You should see it in a second.
Oh, come sometime.
On. Yeah, maybe you'll see it, maybe you won't. But I have a whole video showing the entire thing where you can really see it.
How fast was that going before it popped off?
17,500
Over 17,000 miles an hour.
Yep,
yeah, somewhere 17, around there.
000. So they're
supposedly.
Like straight steady cam in this at 17,000 miles an hour?
Oh, dude, yeah.
This thing's falling. This is free falling. But it has
17,000 miles. Like it's flying in a direction at 17,000 miles an hour and then just falling straight down?
Well, it's falling. And they say that it's going, that it's also going so fast that the Earth is curving away. That's why it's falling for so long. Bullshit. How's the camera following this? They're going up. Yeah. This is going down. What's he zooming in really quickly? Absolute.
Keeping
absolute
it in focus retard. And everything. Yeah, dude, yeah. There's no way. There's no way.
Absolute ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous insanity.
Can you show the one where the microphone goes into the guy's throat? I love that one.
Yeah, I can.
That one's amazing.
He's like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I know Dave's got it. I know he's got it loaded up. He's got all this loaded up.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, the guy when they're on the ISS jumping around and you know using the CGI to pass things to each other, he throws a microphone through his throat. Yeah, that one's great.
Yeah, he sticks it right into his neck. These guys are in different rooms, green screen, and he sticks it right into the liar Chris Hatfield's neck.
Yep, bunch of Freemasons. Great,
right.
How many astronauts are there on this flat plane?
I don't know. A few hundred.
I think I heard a number like 86 or something. There's less than 100 astronauts.
It's possible.
Well, if you're talking other countries.
Look at the microphone. Yeah, it's in his neck. In his neck. Right? And then this is the other thing. Remember, this is a balloon. Right now, this is your Google Spatial Launch. You're going to come up to this video. You got this close shot right here, right? And then it's going to cut away. It's going to show you some people, right? These people are over 10 miles away. They're not right there. Okay. They're 10 miles away. When you're 10 miles away, that rocket is tiny. It's like an ant. Okay. And they're showing this back and forth. These people are nowhere near. They can't even see the rocket. They're not standing right here. This is bullshit. Okay. This thing weighs 4 million pounds. When 4 million pounds starts moving, think about this. I'm going to pause this for a second. You ever been in a hurricane or with a tornado?
Yep.
A hurricane, 150 mile an hour winds will just fuck everything up. Oh, tornado, 300 mile an hour winds will splinter trees, will tie metal posts in knots, will pull street lamps out of the ground. Okay. And that's room temperature. Now, this is superheated. It's coming out at a minimum of 17,000 miles an hour. And nothing happens to this fence. It doesn't even shake. Okay?
Insane.
And watch. And when it starts to go, you missed it. It bounced a little bit. It went up and down. 4 million pounds doesn't go up and then down and then back up again. Okay? Now, you're talking about the rocket. All this thrust too should obliterate everything.
Oh right? Yeah.
So I'm gonna just jump forward a little bit.
Yeah. What that tower look like after that launch?
So this thing goes out, and then it's I think it was like 35 miles downrange they said, but let's round down to 20, and it times to get rid of the solid rocket boosters, right? So this thing's going it's got to be going over 17,000 miles an hour now, right? And it's still in the atmosphere, as you can tell by the wind and stuff, right? 17,000 miles an hour. That's like 50 miles an hour, right? Now, these things break off, and you could hear in the video, you could hear the at the exact time you see it. Ready? You see it and hear it at the same time. Now, look, how are these things going sideways at 17,000 miles an hour? Doesn't aerodynamics play into this?
Wait. You just blew my mind a little bit with the speed of sound thing.
Well, at 20 miles away, it would be 90 seconds before that sound got there. 90, a minute and a half. 5 seconds a mile.
There's a retention pond across the
street. Okay. And so you hear it and see it at the same time.
Wait, say that again, Charlie.
There used to be a retention pond across from where I lived, maybe 200 feet. And there's a dump truck that would dump stuff in there. And you could watch, and this was 200 feet. Dump truck slam, and then you go one, and you would hear it. It was literally on a 1 second delay, you go boom.
Yeah. And so you hear it and see it at the same time. And the trolls will be like, well, that's because the audio is coming from the rocket. They had a microphone on the rocket. Bullshit. You know how loud the rocket must be? And there's so many times where you see the crewmen, on these rockets, the moon landings too. There's no engine noise. What the fuck? How is that even possible? So you hear and see it. That's a problem. 90 seconds. It should be way more than that, but I'm rounding down. And then this thing's going sideways, right? If you're going 100 miles an hour in your car and you got your hand out the window like this, and you go like this, your arm's going to rip right off your arm. You're going to pull your shoulder, okay, at 100 miles an hour. This thing's going sideways. This thing's going 50 miles an hour max.
Yep.
Okay? Max.
That's max. Insane, dude.
Insane.
Dude, listen.
So wait, what about the Challenger crew? All your TikTok people are going, what about the Challenger crew? They're all dead. No, they're not. We found six of them. They all work for universities. They have the same name, same birthday. They're like, oh, we're the identical twin of our astronaut brother and sister. And we didn't go to their funerals. None of them showed up at the funerals, right? And they look like, sound like this Judith Resnick right here. We have a speech of her as an astronaut and then her at Yale University as a professor. Same dimple, same smile, same hand gesture, same voice, same everything, right? Right in our faces. This guy, one of these guys used to have a company, some corporation. I'm not sure what it did. It was called Cows and Trees or something like that. And when you go to their website, we found his website, and he's got an animation at the beginning of when you go to his website, of a cow taking off like a rocket with a smoke trail coming out of its butt. And it does this whole loop just like the Challenger, the very similar looking loop. And then when we started making videos about it, bam, the whole website disappeared. The company disappeared, everything.
Damn, dude.
The censorship is insane. And I'm surprised how little the censorship is. I mean, I'm very censored. They'll shut me off for 3 days sometimes if I'm doing a bunch of flat earth content. Yeah. But I'm surprised they let my videos get out to people. I have a flat earth video that has 115,000 likes on it with 1 million views. So it's been great to actually be able to openly speak about the flat earth and how bullshit NASA is and how the Freemasons are running this whole stage and they're running all of the puppets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is 4 million pounds of steel and fuel.
Rocking back and forth
in the wind.
I've never seen this. This is insanity.
This is a bouncy house filled with helium. That's all it is. Like a little light show at the end.
I can't, dude.
What?
Nobody is on this thing. Nobody goes to space. Space is not real.
$63 million
a day.
Billions of dollars. And we have people starving across this flat plain. We have people that are living on the streets. We have homeless veterans. This is insanity.
Look, bouncy house. It's just I have it looped. It's wobbling back and forth in the wind. That's why they don't take off on windy days, because they can't control the balloon.
Holy shit. I did not realize this.
Dude, he just blew his mind. He said,
NASA, it controls all of the helium in the world.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. I know that they're the number one consumer, but I had no idea.
Demonized hydrogen to make you think that it's gonna blow up the world. So that they did that with the Hindenburg. And they control all the helium because they don't want people having airships. Because with an airship and a solar power, solar panel and a fan, you can go explore where they don't want you to go explore.
David, I want to say this because I know we're getting at the end here, and I know you probably got to go. But if you ever, or next time you do come down to Florida, please hit me up, dude. I live right next to NASA. Let's go.
And let's you got to start a TikTok. Dude.
Let's plan it
You got to email me and we're going to hook up on Zoom and you're going to, I have a TikTok. I suck at TikTok. You got to teach
show you.
Me.
He's going to
teach
me.
He's going to teach you TikTok. I'm going to take you to NASA. We're going to go to the picnic that's up here. Not the picnic. You know what I'm talking about. The churros. They got the churros. We're going to that. And yeah, dude.
Awesome.
You know, the more you look at NASA at these rocket launches and, you know, there's so many edits. There's so many edits. Like before it takes off, there's like 7 edits before it crosses the tower. Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the video, but it's gone.
Yeah, that you showing over and over and a lot of your podcasts showing just all of the mistakes they made on green screens, all the mistakes they made with the CGI. That was like, wow, this is just obvious.
You've seen this, right? Uh-huh. This is okay. This is a 1.5, 2 minute video, maybe less. Uh-huh. Watch the number of edits. This is unedited, unedited, real time. This is Elon's rocket test. Okay. Now look, use your brain here. Okay, it's got this far shot, and now we're going to look at this. How high is this? We're pretty close. It's not high. Look at the angle the camera's looking at it. Oh, we're pretty high from the onboard. Wait a minute, we're not that high. Look at the smoke coming out of here. Where does this go? Oh, we're pretty high all of a sudden. Hold on. Oh, now it's turned off. Now it's free falling. Okay, there's tons.
What am I watching?
This is a rocket test. Now look, watch the next edit. Ready? Edit, and watch the smoke. How fast? This is free falling.
This is barely, yeah.
This is it's like 40,000 pounds free falling. Oh, it's pretty high all of a sudden. Okay. I did not edit this. Now watch. This is free falling. We're going to do one more clip right now. Oh, we're really high. How do we have that side shot of it if it's this high? Okay. Now watch. Now the engines are going to go on. There's going to be an edit and the cameraman's going to get it right under it. Here we go. Edit. And now cameraman.
Wow.
And now it's 2 of the 3 engines are going to turn off. Oh, 2 of them burned out.
Dude, that's
now look
so
at the smoke.
Fake.
Look how this thing is moving. Right now, this one engine's holding it upright. And this CGI smoke. And now look, it's at an angle. This thing should just flip right over. Okay? It's on fire. Look at it landing at an angle like that. Fuck is it? This is put off as real. What? And people will defend this because their egos can't handle it. You know, belief is the enemy of knowing, and ego is the protector of belief. And people like, if I admit that NASA's lying, then I have to admit Elon's not our savior. Then I have to admit that the Earth might not be a globe. Then I am a flat earther. I can't deal with all of this. It's all good, you know? And people just can't handle it. People can't friggin' handle it.
That's what I'm trying to change on with my TikTok. I'm trying to change it to where we flip the narrative. We flip the narrative where the flat earthers aren't the dumb ones. We're not the stupid people. And I say it constantly in my videos. The flat earthers aren't the dumb ones. We are the ones that are using the scientific method trying to figure out what the shape of the Earth is.
Oops.
Oh my gosh.
Once again. Oops. So this is what they do. They cut to the far shot, like, oh, where's the rocket? Where's the rocket? So they cut to the far shot, right? Edit, right? Where is it? Where is it? The guy's looking for it. Like, oh, here it is.
Just wait, moving sideways.
It's a helium balloon. Oh, now it's in space. Everything's good until the rocket starts falling apart. Oh, shit. Okay. Time to cut back and go back to the launch pad. And that's it. Ready? It's going to go back to the launch pad. Look how high it is all of a sudden. Oh, then we're back here. And that's all they show. And they're like, oh, all systems are nominal. And they just keep talking. Absolute insanity.
It is truly incredible to me that they're claiming that they're going onto the ISS and they're giving us minutes of footage. They're giving us 40 to an hour of minutes of footage.
Yeah.
You guys should be live streaming the whole thing.
See this? This is not real. This is the Tupac rocket. It's a projection. It's a hologram. Okay. This is a hologram. We found these weird spotlights on NASA's lawn and we're zooming in on pictures and we got a nameplate and we looked up the company and it's a holographic projection company. But sometimes with holograms, some things go wrong. Watch the top of the rocket.
Okay.
So
shit.
This whole thing comes in the air. Watch again. We'll go in closer. Okay. All of it's gone. What the hell happened here? Right?
Holy.
Closer.
Wow. You can see it coming in and out too.
Yep.
Wow.
That just fucked me up.
They're fucking with us on every level. Every level. So listen, the app, for those of you that don't know, it's $3. $3. This is a subscription. It's one margarita a year, which is $11. Okay. That's all it's like you're buying me a drink. If you want to be able to message other people using the Friend Finder, if you want to use the weather app, or if you want to use the profiles, that's it. Otherwise, you still get everything else. Mm-hmm. But it's worth it just for the daily video. I'm offering 3 Bitcoins for 1 globe proof, but you have to watch the daily video every day for 2 weeks and then send me your proof. But before you do, check the frequently asked questions.
You upped it to 3 Bitcoin, bro?
3 Bitcoins, because Bitcoin had dropped a long time ago. It's three Bitcoins. And now that it's down again, I might go to 4, but I'm just going to keep it at 3 because it's easier. But if you go to the more resources page and scroll down, my favorite button is this one. This one will ruin your life.
I'm going to watch it right now. Okay? I'm watching right
Watch
after.
All of these videos on here. Rockets are balloons. Game over. Rockets are balloons. Okay? It's going to ruin your childhood. It's going to make you pissed off, especially if you live right near NASA, knowing that they're all fucking liars. By the way, there are good people that work at NASA. They just don't know. Everything is compartmentalized. Okay. Mm-hmm. And NASA doesn't have 50,000 employees, whatever they say. They probably have like 800 employees. Okay. Or a very small number. Right. They want you to believe all this other nonsense.
Listen,
right?
I can attest to that because I live out here and I do not see that much traffic to account for 50,000 employees.
Yeah, I don't know the actual number, but it's way less than they tell us.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like the population of the earth.
My roads would be packed if that many people worked at NASA, and there's no traffic out here. And I promise you, and I know.
Right. The whole, let me speak in modern bluebirds, but this is anybody that wants cool t-shirts, those are my t-shirts. So there's all sorts of other stuff on the app, flat earth related. So check that out. Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac.
Everyone needs to buy the app.
So since we're on TikTok and Twitter, I'm not even going to show the graphic, but I'm just going to tell you a story. Okay. They say there's 7.8 billion people on Earth. Okay. And supposedly everyone's gotten, or most have gotten this, and some of them 2 times, and some of them 3 times, and some of them 4 times even, okay? So they tell us there's 5 companies that make that thing, okay? Let's say each one of them could make one every second, 24/7, without ever stopping, okay? And let's say each one of them has 5 places that can make one every second without stopping. No holidays, no nights, no pee breaks, nothing. No breakdowns. So we got 25 being made every second of every day. It will take 10 years to make enough for every person to have one. Okay. They're lying about how many people have the thing. They're lying about how many people there are. They're lying about everything. And until people take their heads out of their asses and face this, we're going into a shit time of slavery beyond what you can imagine. People will beg for what the Depression was in the 1930s, if it was what it was. Okay, people need to wake up. And here's the thing: we can stop this if people just unplug from the heliocentric matrix. The matrix is a prison for your mind. Flat Earth is a way out. Okay, and when you unplug from it, you realize that, you know, they say death and taxes are the only 2 things that you can count on. Both are lies. Learn it.
Common law is awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Listen.
FlatEarthDave.com. That's where you can find everything. Make sure you don't go to Android and buy the shitty one that's not mine and send me an email telling me my app sucks. It's not my app. Blue Water Bay, Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. It's hard to remember. Just go to FlatEarthDave.com. FlatEarthDave.com. The link is there. If you have a podcast or a show, you know, whatever, you want to book me, there's a Book Dave there. If you're having trouble with your phone and the app, there's a support link there. If you want to find my videos, my DITRH short videos are right there. Those are great beginner videos to start, and advanced videos, but they're all my videos are under 5 minutes, or almost all of them. My interviews are there. All sorts of stuff is there. So, and my podcast is there. Go there. That's free. And if you don't want to buy the app, that's fine. Just go read the reviews. Okay. Go read the reviews, except for the couple people that like my phone from 1992 doesn't work with your app. And, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to say one thing before we get out of here, because I'm sure you've got to go soon. I need your email for sure. Shadowband, Jeff, send that to me. And two, this information changed my life. I just wanted to say that to you. Like, you watching you on YouTube, you were the first person of exposure to Flat Earth to me. And it completely changed my life. I used to be atheist. I used to be addicted to hardcore nicotine. Did all of the worldly things before. This has made me change my diet, and made 80,000 people follow me on TikTok. So I just want to say thank you. Seriously.
It Flat Earth, the mind killers are fear and boredom. Well, Flat Earth takes away fear. Okay. All of the things and boredom. You're never going to be bored again. You're going to be looking for, you know, you may wake up with insomnia one day. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, what the fuck am I up for? You know what? I got 3 hours of research before I have to talk to anybody, or 4 hours or whatever. Okay. It's phenomenal. It's the amount of information out there. You know, I no longer really watch movies. Because it's crazy outside. You want a movie, just go for a walk. Yeah. Look around. Go in nature. Go to the supermarket. Okay. It's a story. You can't make up the stories that are out there. It's way better than Netflix or anything else.
Truly. For sure.
Well, yeah, dude. Dave, listen, man. I really appreciate you doing this again with us, man.
No worries.
Staying long. You know, you stayed extra. So I appreciate that too, man. I'm gonna make sure I put all your links and everything in the you know, the descriptions of everything.
My goal is to get to the whale fin that you have, the 500.
That'd be nice.
I'm gonna make a video on the affiliate link.
Put your code in there. Put your code in there on all of your things. And on the share button there, there's actually a graphic that you can print out that'll have your code on it. Like if you go save image or share image or email the image, you'll see it'll create a little business card for you with your code on it. And then you can just save that to your photos, easy to share, or whatever.
It's a good idea, man. And I'm going to make sure, you know, Dave, later tomorrow, I'll email you so that you got his information, because I know he could help you out with the TikTok thing.
I have some time tomorrow. Let's
do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always have time for Flat Earth stuff.
Shoot me an email. Shoot me an email, and I'll send you my scheduling link. And then you can pick a time that works for you. All right.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And one thing about the app that would help me, and I'm sure it would help other people explain, it's just like literally any, like even if you were to go from the Flat Earth memes that Eric Dubé posted, like if you had more memes and more pictures, because a picture is worth 1,000 words on that app.
So if you hit the little images button, I don't know if you've checked lately, but if you scroll down to the bottom, I've got a guy making me the best memes. These are all memes.
Yeah, keep them coming.
These are all memes. And if anybody has, like, hey, can you add this picture? Can you add that? Send it to info@theflatterpodcast.com. Say images for app. Send me good ones, right? Yep. Don't send me a long letter, because you send me a long letter, it goes into a waiting box where I have time to read it.
No nudies.
It depends on who you are. You know, I'm sexist when it comes to nudies. Okay. So, somebody suggested, like, I have an animation of the AE map being wrapped. Where the hell is it? Wrapping around. Oh, it changed positions. Wrapping around the ball. And yes, so I added it.
Incredible.
I added it. It's got a little glitch in it. I got to fix that. But it wraps around the ball.
Yeah.
People
say,
why is your map so distorted? I'm like, why is your globe so distorted? Yep. Okay. And so that's where we are. When you wrap it around, you lose huge swaths of Southern Ocean. There may be other lands. Okay. There may be massive lands out in the Southern Oceans that we just don't have access to.
The moon being a reflection is messing with my mind. I'm just barely dabbling.
Don't let it mess too much with your mind, because there might be a little something to it, but not everything is exactly as it shows, right? And for those of you on TikTok that don't know, we live here in the center. That white ring is Antarctica, and there's more land out here, extra territory. Did we go over this? I forget. I've been doing so many interviews.
No.
Extra land, extra territory, and extraterrestrial comes visit us from the outer space. Extraterrestrials from outer space here on Earth. Okay? Amazing. And what if there were other puddles out here and out here and out here and out here, other puddles with other worlds across the plane? That makes sense. Just a couple thousand miles away, tens of thousands of miles away, not trillions and quadrillions of impossible, nonsensical, scientifically not real miles. It's all I can't take it anymore that people can't see this.
I say it all the time. Abolish the Antarctic Treaty. Abolish the Arctic Treaty. Let us go out there and explore with compasses.
Whether this is real or not, we have the right to go look. You know about the fences in Australia? There's a huge section of Australia that's fenced off with these massive fences. And they're like, don't go there. There's like wild dogs there. And they did nuclear testing there, you know, years ago. It's like, there's like massive lands that are fenced off. They don't want you going there. Like there's like, it could be another civilization there. It could be, we don't know what's there, but the fact that they say there was nuclear bomb testing there, you guys are aware that nuclear bombs don't exist, right?
I love that one. I need more info on that though. So here's the thing.
On the app, Crow 777 Radio, you can find it. You don't need the app for it, but Crow with two R's, CRROW 777 radio.com. Subscribe. It's $8 a month, right? If you have a kid going to college, take him out of college. Do not send him to college. Have him listen to 5 episodes of Crow a week. That's 5 courses a week. And it'll be useful stuff that will make them function in this dysfunctional world, right? Mm-hmm. I will hire people from Crow University, and then your debt is $8 a month. Okay. You don't get financing. You could afford it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, but episode 053 and episode 400, if you listen to them in order, 053, 2-hour podcast, and then 400, you will now giggle when you hear the threat of nuclear war. Every cell in your body will rejoice in laughter rather than be at dis-ease. Okay. Yeah. Because when you hear nukes, every cell in your body is like, ooh, this could be bad, right? And you think of Sarah Connor holding onto the fence and burning up, right? Mm-hmm. Right? But when you know the truth, you're like, oh, what a joke. That guy's a clown, okay? and now it literally takes the dis-ease out of your body. And that's how they keep us sick.
While you're there on Crow's website, make sure you look for the episode with myself on Shadowban Podcast on Crow 777. It is also there, so... There's a freebie for you guys.
That blew my mind realizing that nukes weren't real. Like
dinosaurs aren't real. Division of countries aren't real.
Oh, speaking of that,
evolution wasn't real.
You know, I don't know. I emailed you like a month or two ago. I was like, hey, I need a presentation on dinosaurs are fake and blah, blah, blah. I ended up handling it and I got the information. I compiled a whole presentation. So I'm the guy.
You have a video, send it to me. I'll add it to the app.
I'll send it to you. I got it.
Seriously.
All right.
All right, guys, listen, great time, man. David, again, thank you. Caleb, thanks, bro.
Kramer, Email me.
I'll send you that link and let's hook up. I'd really appreciate that. Guys, flatearthdave.com. Everything's there. Flatearthdave.com.
Hey, well, thanks, Jeff, for hooking this up. Seriously, Jeff.
Don't hang up just yet, Caleb. We're going to end this meeting, but don't hang up just yet.
Yep, I won't.
All right, guys. Well,
thanks, David. Man. Seriously, you're the best.
Have a good night, brother. Oh, you have to leave. We have to leave.
We're all just chilling.
We have to leave. It's on Dave. I forgot. All right. Bye.